The Gemara says that from Zion Reis on the bottom that Omar Vuna tell you bezamin zabina zabina. If you're forced to sell something, you sell it. It's a good mechira. My time. Why you call the mezamin in? She loved the honest love of mezamin. Anything that you sell, if you weren't forced to sell it, you wouldn't really sell it. But filahach has been a zabina, and still it's a good mechira. So over here also would be the same thing. And the Rashbam explains like this that kol mezamin in a shuv chafetim mekli beis of talisa shal the meicher. Most household items that you sell, he loved the honest adachim with mice. If not that you're honest and you needed money, love a mezamin, you wouldn't have sold them. And nevertheless, it's a good mechira. Even if you're not gamar makni, so if you're also, even though you're a nenas and you're being forced to do it, it should be a good mechira. And the Rashbam is a pella. It sounds like from the Rashbam that by regular mechira and this mechira, it's a mechira even though you're not gamar makni, even though you don't have any das kinin to be makni. So, in fact, the Bochan Akashi says, how could there be such a havamina? How could there be a havamina that a kinin works without das kinin? Of course, it's a das kinin. If you're not gamar makni, then where's your kinyan? The whole din of a smach delokanya is because you don't really mean it. You see that you need to mean a kinyan in order for it to be chal. So how could a kinyan be chal without you meaning it? So Bishlam Alulay Rashbam, you could say that maybe the raya is that is considered gamar makni. You are considered gamar makni, but Lashon and Rashbam is you're not gamar makni. How could you have a kinyan without being gamar makni? So I was thinking maybe you could say to answer the kasha of Rabbi Chanan that there's really two different levels of gamar makni, two different levels of being gamar das to have ratzon for the kinyan. There's one ratzon panimi, the emistic ratzon, that be'etzem you want this kinyan, this is what you really want. And then there's a more superficial level of ratzon that you want it, you don't really want it because you want it, but you want it because someone's forcing you to do it, you want to get them off your back, you want them to stop hitting you. So there's a ratzon to do it, but not because you be'etzem want it, it's a ratzon coming because of a davar min achutz, which is making you want it. So it could be that when the Rashbam learns in the Havmina that it works even though it's not gamar makni, he doesn't mean there's no gomer makni at all. About it, there's a gomer makni. About it, there's what you want. I want it because I want it to stop hitting me. But it means you're not gomer makni be'etzim. There's not a be'etzim like a gomer makni that this is what I be'etzim want mitzah myself. This is what I want mitzah to davar acher. So the having is that we bring it around that that's enough of a das kinyan. As long as you're gomer makni, mezitam shia, as long as it's what you want, even though it's not what you want on your own, it's what you want because someone is encouraging you to want it because he's hitting you. That's enough to be considered a das kinyan, and that's what the ride that we're bringing from any mechira. Just like over there, you don't really want it, but there's enough, that's still considered enough to be considered das kinyan, because at the end of the day, you do want it on a certain level. So then over here, that would work, even though you don't have the be'etzim dekha gamar makni, and that's what the Rashbam means, that you're not gamar makni.